the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
So glad you're listening to Talk Healthy Today, and my favorite time of the week is Foodie Friday. I love talking about food, and I like to start the show with a story. So back in the 80s and 90s, you probably all remember the low-fat craze where there was sugar, and white carbs in everything, and it was a disaster. Now, in the late 90s, I had a television show called Health Power that I produced and created and hosted, and I absolutely loved it. And I had a guest on, a nutritionist, who was talking about how important healthy fat was, and that it's really the white sugar and carbs that are causing these problems. And I remember getting so many emails and people saying, what is she talking about? And everyone putting down their snack wells and changing the world. Well, no, that didn't happen. But eventually it did catch on that this is really the culprit. So we have got one of my favorite people, Stephen Masley, MD. He is a big proponent of healthy fats. We're going to be sharing recipes and also talking about some healthy fats and foods that are good for circulation and good for the libido. Hello, Dr. Masley. Great to talk to you again.
Hi, Lisa. I'm delighted to be back with you.
We always have such a great time. Now, Dr. Masley, by the way, I want to mention, I came across your PBS special with my husband, and he was glued to the TV, and I had mentioned you before, and he was just like, oh my gosh, this guy is amazing. So we just are such huge fans. I just had to mention what a great job you did.
Thank you.
That must have been fun. All right. So, Dr. Masley, let's jump into this because I mentioned that this was in the late 90s. I had this show and this nutritionist came on. And I think at least the people watching, their minds were like blown and they started questioning and emailing and asking about this. And then over the past few years, it's really become more prevalent that it's the sugar and the carbs that are hurting us, the white carbs, especially, and the healthy fats need to be there. Talk to us about why this is the case.
Well, the number one cause for heart disease, for memory loss, is sugar. And we eat too much of it. And it's not just granulated sugar. It's not just corn syrup. I think, you know, deep down in our hearts, we all know we should be eating less sugar. But it's also the flour, which acts just like sugar. So the bread and the white rice and all these other white, you know, mashed potatoes, white rice, pasta, bread, tortillas, it's endless sources of sugar, and that's the number one cause for weight gain, for diabetes, for heart disease, for memory loss. And instead, we should be eating other things, and one of those, as you said, would be smart fats, the right fats that really nourish our health.
Well, talk to us about some of these fats.
Well, the smart fats are those that are proven to be beneficial. So things like extra virgin olive oil, and nuts are really, I mean, every study we've ever looked at has said if you were to add, you know, a tablespoon or more of extra virgin olive oil a day, eat a handful, 1 to 2 handfuls of nuts, wild salmon, dark chocolate, avocado, that adding those every day is clearly a smart thing to do for our health because it helps lower blood sugar levels, and it lowers inflammation. If we're less inflamed, we have much better health. So less sugar, more smart fats, that would really be a major benefit and help the average person out there today.
Well, you know, Dr. Masley, you taught me that cooking with avocado oil is the way to go. And there's several different types I like to use. Sometimes I like to use a really heavy green avocado oil. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I will use the refined, just on occasion, if I'm doing like a really high heat situation. But oh, it gives the food such a great flavor. Let's talk about the healthiest cooking oils. Would you put
avocado is really a healthy food to eat. But when you think about cooking oils, you don't want to cook an oil at such a high heat it gets damaged. Avocado oil, you can cook up to 520 degrees. So I don't think you need light.
Oh, really?
Avocado.
Oh, good. Okay.
The smoke point's 520. Medium-high heat's about 450, 475. So you can easily go up to medium-high to high, and your avocado oil still won't smoke and be damaged. And it has a nice, gentle flavor, and it's really good for your health. So, I mean, that's an awesome cooking oil. Some other options for high-heat cooking would be other nut oils like macadamia and almond nut oil. They tolerate medium-high heat for cooking. Ghee, not regular butter, but ghee, clarified butter, will take up to about 450 as well. I don't say ghee is good for you, but at least it's neutral. I don't believe it's harmful. to have it in moderation at all. So those are for high heat. Now, if you want to use sesame oil or something like extra virgin olive oil because they have nutrient value and they're delicious, then cook it first, get a little sear in on your vegetables or your protein, turn the heat down to medium-low or simmer, and then you can add your extra virgin olive oil, your sesame oil, your coconut oil, those oils that have a low smoke point but have nutritional value, and you can then use them for the flavor and the nutrients, but don't use them for high heat. I think those are the key TECO messages.
Now, I've heard coconut oil is good for high heat as well, but then when I spoke with you about this at one point, you said that it isn't. I just want to make sure I'm clear, because I think there's a lot of
I'm glad you're clarifying that, because it's this huge myth. How it got started, I have no clue. But coconut oil's smoke point is 350 degrees. That's medium low, medium tops.
Oh, wow.
So if you use coconut oil, you're going to make it into a hydrogenated, I mean, basically, you're converting an oil into embalming fluid when you cook it at high heat. I mean, the thought was,
disgusting.
Okay, it's mostly saturated, and saturated fats can tolerate heat. But someone totally missed the important point that there's all these very healthy, nice, essential fatty acids and nutrients that are also in coconut oil, and those are destroyed and hydrogenated, so you're turning into a toxic fat. So coconut oil is fine for low heat cooking. So again, I would use something like avocado oil like you do, and then if you want coconut oil, add it at the end, or make a coconut curry, cook with avocado oil or macadamia nut oil at first, and then pour in coconut milk for the curry, and simmer it when you put it on. That would be the smart way.
Now, let's say you want to give your child a treat like popcorn, you know, something that I think is okay on occasion. I found this popcorn that was cooked in avocado oil. Now, is that high point still okay, or the smoke point?
Yeah, that would be okay. Yes. Okay. I mean, that's about as high as you're going to get. I mean, grapeseed oil is another oil that tolerates high heat, too. But it doesn't go up to 520 the way avocado does. So that's probably your best bet.
Oh, okay, great. I mean, it's not all the time. It's just on occasion. Now, let's talk
on
a little
occasion.
Bit about
or ghee.
The oils
that's a buttery flavor.
Use.
I mean, ooh, on occasion, see, I think even ghee would be okay.
Oh, good. And then, obviously, we want to stay away from a lot of the vegetable oils that people tell us are good, like the safflower and the sunflower, which, by the way, I see in almost every single product. And I try to just eat whole foods, but once in a while, I'll want to get some, you know, healthy frozen thing with 10 ingredients. But somehow sunflower oil seems to be in there.
Well,
what's
the
going
vegetable
on?
Oils don't tolerate high heat very well. They are easily hydrogenated. Mm-hmm. And they are high in omega-6. And omega-6 makes you inflamed instead of omega-3, which is anti-inflammatory. So here's the challenge, though. The average American gets 10 to 20 times more omega-6 than they should. So if you add more, you just make them more inflamed. Their blood's sticky, their joints hurt, they're at increased risk for their blood sugar to go up or a stroke. They would, you know, so if you eat lots of, like, wild salmon and sardines, you can probably handle some omega-6 oil, but most people can't.
That is a good point. I know my husband always eats sardines, and he's always trying to get me to, and I always say, yeah, I'll try them eventually. And a friend of mine
really
actually sent me some in the mail. I know, they're so good, and the ones she sent me were delicious, so I finally
especially
tried them,
the
and
ones
I do like them.
When you get them with virgin olive oil.
Ooh, okay.
Some of them come in coconut seed oil, and we're just better off skipping that. But if you order the ones that have the little sardines, try the little ones. They're better than the big ones, flavor wise. The little sardines that come in virgin olive oil, and some of them have like chili in them, which for a little spicy heat, which is kind of nice.
Oh, I love that. Well, you know, we're starting to talk about food, so I'd love to jump into some recipes. You've got a great book, Smart Fat, Eat More Fat, Lose More Weight, Get Healthy Now. What are some of your favorite ingredients, either in the book or not in the book, that you like that utilizes smart fat?
Well, I'm actually actively cooking right now and testing recipes because I've got
a new
book coming out next year. So I'm you know, working ahead. So I usually start my day, though, like with a shake. I'll do some protein powder, maybe some almond butter, berries, and almond milk. 2 minutes, and I've got breakfast. If I have more time, I'll probably do something like a frittata or a veggie omelet or something like that, where I'll heat up a pan at medium heat with virgin olive oil and do some veggies and throw in some. I like eggs. They don't raise your cholesterol. So you can have eggs are back on the menu as long as they're cage-free, organic, fed eggs. Okay. But, you know, when I think about meals, I'd like to think of protein that I'm going to make cook with a healthy fat, and I'm going to, do you have a preference between shrimp or fish or salmon or chicken or Cornish game hen or something you'd like to talk about? Any of those?
Oh, my gosh, they all sound good.
Pardon?
I said they all sound good. I'll let you choose.
Well, for example, we did these last night. We did these lovely, they're fabulous, these the pot-caught shrimp. You know, they're not catching with, so they're wild, which is preferable. And they're not the troller things where they wipe out the bottom. They catch them in a pot. They're these big, beautiful, wild pink shrimp. And we marinated them in olive oil and garlic and fresh basil. And we let them marinate for about an hour or so with a little bit of lemon juice squeezed on as well. So lemon juice, virgin olive oil, garlic, fresh basil, little salt and pepper, marinate them for a bit, and then we grilled them really lightly. So, and they were just so flavorful. They were fantastic. Couple of days ago, we tried a marinated chicken. We put chicken in lemon. We did lemon juice and lemon rind and marinated a chicken in it for a full small hen, 2-3 pounds. And marinated it for a couple of hours. And then I rubbed avocado oil on it along with Italian herbs and roasted it for an hour in the oven. And it's amazing how much that lemon still came through and mixed with the herb flavors. And it was just fantastic. And that's really easy. That's like 10 minutes of prep time. Bake it for an hour and serve it, and it was awesome. I mean, those are just a couple ideas. We could talk about
more. Well, I've got to start marinating things. Yeah, I'd love to talk about more. My mouth is watering right now, Dr. Masley. I can't wait to make this. I have to admit, I am...
dessert. One of the challenges, how do you get a dessert that's not so sweet? And one of my favorites is like a crumble. So yesterday, I cubed up 2 apples, 2 Bosque pears, I put them in a saucepan. I added 1/4 cup of port, 1/4 cup of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of lemon rind, 2 tablespoons of tapioca, popped them in there, and a bit of cinnamon, about 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon. And I kind of just brought it up to a gentle boil. We baked them for a bit. I put it into a pie pint. I poured in 2 cups of blueberries. And I popped that in the oven, and I coated it with about 1/2 cup of sliced almonds. And it was, you know, no sugar, no flour, and it was awesome. I think that when you bubble port with fruit, it's really nice. It was really delicious. And think about it, you're getting all those pigments. So you're getting healthy fat from the almond slivers. You're getting a ton of brain and heart-protecting plant pigments from the apple, pear, and blueberries. You get some cinnamon, which helps prevent your blood sugar from going up. I mean, see, like, that's an awesome combination.
Oh, it sounds incredibly good. Well, you know, I mentioned at the beginning, we're going to talk a little bit about circulation and libido. You know, I know that flavonoids are really, really great for your helping with erectile dysfunction, ED, and helping you with your blood flow in general. What are some other good foods for that?
Well, beets. I mean, remember, they call beets aphrodisiacs because aphrodisiacs. She used to recommend people eat beets, and so did Hippocrates. And even when you look at you go to the ancient sites in Italy and Greece, like where they had portellas, they have beets on the walls. Still, they're thousands of years old. Because when you eat beets, they help you dilate your arteries. So they use them to enhance romantic function. And now, at the latest Olympics, the athletes were using these beet extracts because they were getting like about a 10 to 12% better time and endurance athletes because they enhance your circulation. So that's a really good one. I mean, oysters are another, you know, they're like this wives' tale. But in fact, they have so much zinc and arginine in them that they're a really good source also for romantic function. So smoked oysters, I usually can't recommend raw ones because they have a health hazard. The best yes. time of the year, if you were going to eat raw oysters, would be wintertime. But, you can do them sauté or smoked, like for an appetizer. Those are a nice thing. Beets is a side dish. Spinach is another really good source of the nitrates like beets that are good for circulation. And then foods that have arginine are like lobster, shrimp, or wild game meat. So deer, pheasant, shrimp, and lobster. Those are like great entrees for a romantic evening. So if you had beets and spinach on a bed with some like sauteed garlic, just don't overdo the red wine. One glance is good, but more is not going to help your romantic function. And have some oysters as an appetizer. Well, there's a meal that's going to be really good for your circulation. And if you served it with a little bit of olive oil and garlic, that would even have extra benefit.
Oh, nice. You know, I was going to ask about the role of healthy fat in that meal. If we added extra, if that would be helpful as well.
Yeah, so olive oil is really good for your arteries. It's good for our circulation. I'm not talking cups. I'm talking about someone having a 1 to 2 tablespoons a day as a healthy fat. So yes, I would definitely look at that as a nutrient source. So lots of things can be really good. And don't forget, we always need more fiber. I like to emphasize the smart fats we talked about, but we always need more vegetable, fruit, beans, and nuts. So I'd like everybody to get at least 3 cups of vegetables a day, a couple pieces of fruit, a piece of dark chocolate there, you know, for dessert. It helps your blood pressure and your circulation. So those are all in plant pick, you know, cherries, blueberries, strawberries, those red, blue, purple pigments. They're great for our arteries. They're wonderful for our brains. So, and they can be really fun to eat.
Well, Dr. Mansley, I want to have you back to talk about lectins because I'm a huge fan of lentils and of beans. But then you hear some of the paleo folks, not all, saying that you don't want to eat lectins and that they can be bad for your digestion or hard to digest. And I think, it can get very confusing. So if you would come back. But in the meantime, tell us all the ways we can find you and all your great work.
Well, they can visit the website, drmassley.com, drmassley.com. And I've got some free gifts posted up that I'll offer for your listeners. And I've got recipes and cooking videos and other things that are fun on how can you make food delicious, nutritious, so it nourishes our body and soul, and your family and friends will love the food you're serving.
Well, I love having you on, Dr. Mansley. I think you're fantastic. I'm so glad everyone's listening to Talk Healthy Today. Foodie Friday is always a blast. We also have a great podcast on Tuesday that I do all about health and wellness issues. If you want to reach me, you can check me out on Twitter at HealthMediaGal1. You can also listen to the show by going to RadioMD.com, click on podcast, Talk Healthy Today, and then subscribe on iTunes. And please rate and review if you have a chance. It really makes a big difference. Everybody, thanks for listening and stay well.